time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Jamie Fox. She's the manager of WorkPoint Services, part of Castleview Hospital. They've got their big trunk or treat coming up Saturday, October 21st from 3 to 5:30 p.m. there in the urgent care parking lot on First North. This is always a great event, lots of fun, and we're going to get into it and talk all about it with Jamie. Jamie, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, these are always a lot of fun, and it's your guys' trunk or treat. You have, I don't know if it's the people that work at the hospital or just the people that you have around you. It gets a little out of control.
Oh, a little out of control. Confined chaos would be absolutely correct. And this year, it's going to be even more out of control.
And I know it's hard to make an estimate, but last year, about how many roughly cars did you have, trunks did you have?
Last year, roughly probably just a little over 20. And this year, I have over 30.
Just keep building. That's exactly all that it takes.
It's all that it takes. Once you've done it for 1 year, you're signed up until I don't have them anymore.
And you know, the thing that I always, maybe it's just my morbid thing that I enjoy, but I can't believe the line that starts to form before this thing even opens.
Exactly. Around the corner, down for two blocks. It's amazing, isn't it?
Word's kind of getting around.
Oh, well, no. I don't care.
That's okay.
Just keep spreading the word.
That's right. So let's talk about everything that's going on. Lots of great things to do, more so than just going and go trunk after trunk and getting candy. You've got great giveaways. You've got hot dogs and drinks, live entertainment. So let's start all the way at the top. Never-ending hot dog. As long as people keep showing up, they're going to get a hot dog,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. We will not run out of hot dogs or candy, and you get a hot dog meal, so you get a little bit more than just a hot dog.
Now, in the past, it's always been Greg cooking. Is you going to make him cook again Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I'm making him cook again.
And whose responsibility is it going to be to run and get more hot dogs when you run out?
I'll find somebody to go do that.
That's all that matters, as long as you got all of that and get that taken care of. Entertainment, and then trunkloads of fun, giveaways, and you said over 30 trunks to go and hang out with.
30 trunks are scary displays of some kind. Yes, sir. I have ran out of space.
And the cool thing, though, about what you do is it's not just a trunk or treat.
No.
You have cool giveaways, you've got some fun games, and you said there's even some things that may happen or may not happen. You're just not going to let them go.
That's correct. There's some surprises that nobody knows about but me.
And not even the hospital, you said.
Not even the hospital.
So I'll tell you what, they keep them coming and keep them having a good time. So what kind of things are we giving away?
Movie tickets, prizes from the hospital. We've got some tickets to School of Screams. Some tickets to some events around here that go on during this season and then even after the season, and just some small gifts.
And, you know, the good thing, and they've kind of taken off. I mean, you said this one's the sixth annual one that you've had, right?
Correct.
Trunk or treats have kind of taken off in the last 6 to 10 years here in our area. I used to live in another community where that's what they did. They closed off Main Street, and they had one big trunk or treat on Main Street. And they've kind of started to migrate up here because they're a great idea. Your kids are safe and all those things. Is that? And I mean, and that just kind of goes hand in hand with what the hospital wants to do. So I'm sure this works out really well for both of you.
Oh, it works out obviously very well. I mean, we get the city. They block off the street for us, so safety is even with that great big line. We make sure that everybody around there is safe. And once you get inside, it's all completely blocked off. And it's on a Saturday, so, you know, most people don't have to go to work. And you can take your time, have a meal, watch some good entertainment.
And there is one thing that you don't want to get too involved in, because it must be a pretty good prize, I've got to say. We're looking for someone at this event.
Correct.
You want to talk about who that was, or is that just going to be the thing when you get up there?
No, you can mention it.
Okay. So you've got to find the Bride of Frankenstein at the event. Then you're going to be eligible for a pretty good prize.
Pretty decent prize, yes,
so,
sir.
So how is this going to work? What happens if they find the Bride of Frankenstein?
Then say, come to somebody that's there at the event, add a trunk, say I found the bride, and we will make sure that you get entered for the prize.
Okay, and you said it could be something as simple as a picture.
Picture, a statue, maybe a person, you know, a picture on a car, just the Bride of Frankenstein.
So this is just also, it's you're turning it into a scavenger hunt now.
Well, yeah.
Why not?
Exactly. You've got to have lots of fun.
All right. So once again, this is going on Saturday, October 21st from 3 to 5:30. Free hot dog meal and drink. You get a live entertainment, trunks and trunks and trunks. Over 30 trunks this year. And you said you're full up.
I'm full up.
If you're going to make get bigger next year, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Or squeeze people down to one spot.
Well, you can do that too. You can do that too. So come on down, bring everybody, and enjoy this one. It's just another great thing that Castleview Hospital and WorkPoint Services do for the community. Always, always wanting to be that community hospital there in the urgent care parking lot. Jamie, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this. Everybody show out for this one because it's going to be a lot of fun. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.